Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. Celtics back at it tonight. So we have Brian Scalabrini from NBC Sports Boston joining us on the Harbor One hotline. Brian Scalabrini is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, bringing people together around food. Scal, thank you for joining us. And I got to ask you, so during that Raptors game the other night, I think there were a few minutes left, and you said that this was your favorite game of the season so far. Did you feel that way by the end of the game?
You said, you know, I said favorite win with 3:13.
Favorite win.
And Brad Stevens texts me, "Hey, Scal, you want to be a little patient with your predictions?" But, no, I mean, well, first of all, yeah, I was sweating that one out because we played awful the last 3 minutes. But outside of that, there's a lot going against us. Like, just, you know, when you're on a back-to-back, that team is good at home. We had guys out. And I thought we moved the ball. I thought we played good basketball throughout. I thought we got a terrible – and I'm not even like the Tommy Heinsohn level of I'm going to just destroy the officials. I thought we got a terrible whistle in the first half. And the way that they responded, it was like it was almost like, all right, you're going to mess with us. We're going to show you that this won't bother us. They rallied together. They kept executing. They kept – with the game plan, they didn't go to hero ball. Like a lot of times on back-to-backs, you'll see some hero ball. They did not see that. So, yeah, I would say it's my favorite win of the season.
Yeah, and even the way that game started, right? They're down in the first half, and in the third quarter, they just go lights out, and they had every reason to kind of take a break with a back-to-back. No Brogdon, no Al Horford. And it feels like they just – like, overall, it just feels like this team is on a mission. Even, you know, hearing what Tatum was saying after the game, how they just decided they weren't just going to let this one go, basically, I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think a lot of times you'll see championship-level teams just get extra motivated that night. You know, it was the first game of the season. They were underdogs. And I don't know if that will happen again. But it's just – it was one of those things where, like, yeah, they were going to figure it out. They really wanted that win. And I think they understood it. Like, all right, we played bad, but we beat Brooklyn. And this is Toronto. It's hard to win in Toronto. And I thought, that, I guess, championship-level teams, I was on a lot of good teams. You know, we won the championship 08, all that stuff. Being around teams like that, they get extra motivated when, like their back is against the wall. And I think that's a mark of a really, really – good championship level team.
Scal, I'm wondering why this team doesn't miss Robert Williams more than they do, because I thought he was very instrumental into a lot of things, not just defensively that they do, but that lob and everything on offense. Like, he's a very useful player in a lot of ways, and I thought really kind of tied a lot of things together, and it seems like they haven't really missed a beat without him. Without Horford last night, you got Blake Griffin starting. Like, are the bigs maybe a little more interchangeable than we thought coming into this year?
Not to win at all, but in the regular season, if you play a fun style and you got skill, you got players, the bigs all, whether Robert Williams is playing or not playing, or Al Horford in or out, Blake Griffin, it all centers around, you know, like the great decision making of, and I think we can throw Smart into this category as well. Tatum, Brown, and Smart, like those guys just like have an unreal feel for winning basketball right now and what they need. And the bigs are the ones that are taking advantage of it. But, like, the way I look at this thing, to win it all, no, like, Al Horford has to be what we saw last year. Robert Williams has to be healthy. I was even thinking like Blake Griffin has to even come in games and, you know, like use his tough. He is so tough and he's so strong. And like even that amount of 10 minutes a game, 12 minutes a game, a guy goes and gets in foul trouble. Like you're going to need that. And so I don't think in the regular season, you could say that, like, even when I played, I would replace Kevin Garnett and we can win games during the regular season. It's true. It's like, it's a weird stat that we would win games with me starting, but I never thought at any moment that in the playoffs, it's just a different animal and you're going to have guys like Robert Williams and Al Horford to be, those guys got to be awesome.
Well, they're making do for now. Their offense looks tremendously better than it did definitely at this point last year, but even last year, just the ball movement, the constant production from Jason and Jalen is off the charts. How much of that do you attribute to Joe Mazzulla and a different style that he's brought in terms of coaching them on the offense, whereas last year it was such a defensively minded coaching style from Ime Udoka?
Yeah, I hate to disagree with you, but I think you have to look at Ime's tenure here twofold, right? The very beginning was he was establishing his culture. And then once they started hitting their stride, they were also very good offensively last year. Like they were not historic like they are right now. But anytime you have Robert Williams, like you take him out and you add like another decision maker, you put teams in rotation. So I think Joe's style is adapted towards Rob being out. Like I think when Rob comes back, even though you talked about that vertical space, not you, the other gentleman talked about vertical spacing, like that is the thing and they will improve. And those are like certain teams that you play against, like Miami, Atlanta, like you got to have vertical spacers to beat those teams. Like in general, you can win some games by just moving the ball, having a lot of great decision makers. So Joe's whole thing is movement and decision making. Let's make the right decision. You can make the right decision and make a bucket. You can make the wrong. You can make the right decision and miss. You can make the wrong decision and make. Like he is really big on reading, cutting, spacing, filling space. So that's his style. But I think if he didn't focus on that without Rob, I don't think our record would be what it is. You have to have that without that last line of defense. So I think this is Joe Mazzulla right now, like doing what's best based off of what he has available. And then I think there will be an adjustment. When Rob Williams comes back, I think they will start focusing more towards the defensive end. And I think the offense might get, you know, bogged down just a little bit, or maybe for, you know, a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever it is, ultimately is to have a team that can win a championship where you need to be a top seven team offensively and defensively if you're going to be a championship level team.
The other gentleman, by the way, that's me, Arcan Scal. I think we met before, and I won a contest today, which is why I got to host with Mego and Fourier. I won it was like a make a wish situation, so they let me come in and host with them.
That is Christian.
Well, no, I don't know you like that. It's not like it's you know, it's out of place. If I saw you, I think I know your voice and I think I know you, but it's not like, you know, we're besties or anything like that.
Well, I guess not anymore.
You used to be.
Yeah, you know? I thought we were cool. Anyway,
that's getting awkward.
Scal, with Jalen Brown now also in the All NBA hunt, we're talking about potentially now having the opportunity to lock both of these guys up long term with supermax contracts. How high a priority is that for this team?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would assume so. Why wouldn't you want to keep the best duo in the NBA together?
Well, they almost traded him to the Nets last offseason. That's why I asked.
I mean, I don't. Things change really quickly in the NBA. I'm not sure how close that was when I talked to Sean Marks the other day. I was I did some digging, and I'm not sure that was as close as what you just made it seem. But
ooh,
I mean,
investigative scout.
Wait a minute! Didn't they make an offer and the Nets up the and counter offered? I mean, if they had taken the offer, wouldn't the trade have happened?
I'm not sure. According to my conversation the other day, I'm not sure it was as close as what it made out. Anyways, okay. I thought Jalen Brown had an interview with Scoop B. Robinson, and I thought he talked about Tatum and Brown being the best two-way players. Like, who cares about duos and this and that? I think their whole focus is like, we want to be great two-way players. And so, yeah, I think that's where you don't necessarily trade away versatile wings at guard. So, yeah, I would think that And even if you want to really get into the math, even if both these guys were super maxed and they wanted to be traded, I don't like, if you know how the NBA is now, like a player asked to be traded, they sometimes, you know, teams would oblige. You could get like an unbelievable set of players or assets or whatever you want. So that's what their value is. So of course the team would want to lock those guys in if they can moving forward, because like championship level, versatile offensively, versatile defensively, why wouldn't you?
So we're talking to Brian Scalabrine, and kind of off topic with the Celtics, because I was just reading this article, you know, in the on Yahoo Sports, and it talks about the race to the bottom, how teams are trying to, you know, make sure they're in the number one spot to select a Victor Wembanyama. Do you know anything? Let's be the first to kind of discuss who the hell this guy is and what makes him so special, other than the fact that he's 7'4".
Yeah, no, he's like a skilled 7'4". So he's not like Rudy Gobert. A lot of people compare him to Kevin Durant. I'm not going to go there because that's like Kevin Durant's ridiculous. But I don't know. Take both of those guys. He's somewhere in the middle. He has an incredible amount of potential. I think the biggest thing, when you're talking about, like, even like Kristaps Porzingis, who's having a really good year this year, struggled with injuries early, you know, like, it's just those big guys. You saw Chet Holmgren. I don't know if you guys are followed, like, Chet Holmgren's like this like tall, skinny guy from Gonzaga.
Yeah, our body types have been compared online. I'm going to go ahead and say
Chet Holmgren?
That. I've been compared to Chet Holmgren, which is pretty rude, but I guess it's part of being a semi-public figure.
Yeah, so, I mean, when he went to brace and hit LeBron, like he snapped a foot, right? And that's a big part of it. And I would tell you guys, like, I don't know what it's like to be in the other sports, but I could tell you, when you brace in the NBA and you take a hit, like you can't be small. Like, things will break. So Wembanyama is a unbelievable talent, but I think the biggest thing for him is like, you got to get bigger, you got to get stronger, you got to be able to embrace contact, because you just watch the NBA right now. Guys go hard at you. They put their shoulder into you. And it's not for like backing off or being soft. It's actually, you're like, you want to show that you're going to, you know, kind of make your stand. And sometimes things like that with those skinnier guys, they end up breaking.
All right, Scal, for the record, our producer dug up your stats. 20 games that you started over Kevin Garnett over 3 years, and you went 16-4.
Wow.
That
Look
is
at you.
Impressive.
Man. Holding it down.
You know, and you know what, Paul Pierce, he's such a wise guy. He told, we're in the locker room and we got to win. He told KG, yo, big fella, you can sit out. It don't matter. We got Scalabrine here. We're good. At that point, I looked at KG like, that ain't on me, man. That's on him. I'm not co-signing that.
There you go. Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston. Thank you so much for joining us. Scal joins us every Wednesday. That's what day it is to talk Celtics.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.